Hey there, Prayer Warriors. Mark is back here with you. And it is so amazing to just be here with you just one more day. And just pray and praise God that you're all doing well. And so let's just open up just a quick word of prayer and just give thanks. Oh, Lord, we just thank you just for these few minutes that we can just share, to share your word, to share your guidance and direction. We pray that the Holy Spirit just fills us today, as we've just accepted Christ as our personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. The last couple of weeks, we've kind of taken a look at this movement among students, college students. Started back in February 8th there at Asbury College in that real small town there in Kentucky, a two-stoplight town. And it has spread. It's spread over, you know, the latest count is 20 colleges throughout the United States. Kids are not going to class. They are going to the chapel. They're going in small groups. They're going as individuals, and they're giving their lives to Christ. They're recommitting their lives to Christ. They're asking the Holy Spirit into their lives to see what the Holy Spirit's going to do with them. And we don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do with us, do we? May take us off in one direction when we really wanted to go in the other direction. Isn't that right? God does amazing things, and I just want to reiterate that just with a couple of Bible passages. And if we take a look at back in Isaiah, one of those major prophets back in the Old Testament, Isaiah 11, and it talks about there in the start in the second verse, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and he's really talking about Jesus. However, the Spirit of the Lord is also going to imbue some of these things in us. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. So here's in the Old Testament that Isaiah is writing this stuff down, and it's talking about the root of Jesse, really talking about Jesus Christ and these gifts that we're going to see and the reign of Jesse's offspring. So that's kind of a hint of where we're going here. And then we flip all the way to Galatians in the New Testament. So those are gifts. And then we've got fruit as a result of the Holy Spirit. And so here's the fruit. And we start off there in Galatians 5. And there's a whole lot of things that we don't want to be. You know, as Paul is writing to the folks in Galatia, you know, that area in kind of modern-day Turkey, and he's saying, hey, these are the things that we really don't want to do, and they're the lust of the flesh. And so there's a whole big, long list. And this list is a lot longer than, you know, I would like it to be, because it certainly convicts me in all areas. However, if you skip down to 5:22, these are the fruits. So we've seen the gifts in the Old Testament. Now we're talking about the fruits. The fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And what are we seeing? We see this fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk about, you know, we've seen this movement among students over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months that's just been amazing, you know, taking hold of these young students, this whole generation, student-led worship, you know, a guitar, a piano. They don't look for big things. They want the simple love of Christ and the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to... So now we talk about the revival, and we talk about what I want to do is share a little bit about the possible long-term impact of where these students are going. Because what I want to do is take you back to 1806, over 200 years ago, and up in Williamstown, Massachusetts, small town. Even today it's small, about 7,500 people now, and there's Williams College is up there, and it's got about 2,000 students. That's probably on a good day. It's another, you know, small town out there. And in fact, you know, when it was originally founded back in 1793, you know, Harvard, which was the school, didn't want it to become another college. And they said, oh, they fought against it because they really wanted to be the only university in the state of Massachusetts. Well, anyway, a small Christian college up there. And in 1806, so you've got small Christian college, 1806, small school, probably a couple hundred students, and there's five guys. And these five guys are sitting there and they're wrestling. The Holy Spirit's kind of firing them up and they're wrestling and they're out there, talking with their hearts and they're talking about missionary work. Well, they'd seen it in Great Britain. The Brits had been sending out missionaries. But these five guys, Sam, James, and Francis Harvey and Byram, they were all out there, and they were in this little field outside the college campus called Sloan's Meadow because Mr. Sloan had obviously owned the dirt around that area. And they're talking, and they're walking, and they're getting ready to pray, and suddenly it starts raining. And so they're looking for shelter from the rain, and so they go stand under one of the haystacks and keep the rain off them, and they stand there, and they start praying. And the Holy Spirit takes a hold of them. And these five young men on that day committed their lives to missionary work because they let the Holy Spirit come into their lives. And so what happened? I don't think we've heard in the story about, the haystack prayer group, but in 1806 it started at that small college. And by 1808, that prayer group was meeting every week. And it was praying for what? It was praying for the Holy Spirit to guide them and direct them in the missionary field, to send them out or to have them do something. 2 years later, by 1810, this group of men had founded the American Board for Foreign Missions, and they were sending out missionaries. 6 years later, 1812, they were sending missionaries to India. So these college students, then and now, we're seeing the impact, even just in years and months later. 1817, they had opened up a school there in Cornwall, Connecticut. The first 100 students from these other third world countries were coming there for missionary training. So not only were they sending missionaries out, they were bringing missionaries in. 6 years after they were, or 11 years after they first started. Then by 1821, 15 years after they made that initial decision, the Holy Spirit guided them. They started the Missionary Herald. It was a global newspaper. 1850, over 1,200 missionaries had been sent out in less than 50 years. And this was when transportation was poor. It took months to get to where you wanted to go because you had to go by sea, you had to go by walking, you had to go by train. And what about Sam? Sam, he went on to found the American Bible Society because of that day standing under the haystack praying that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct those five men. By 1850, when they were overseas, they had built schools. They had built hospitals in less than 50 years because they allowed, as students, they allowed the Holy Spirit to guide and direct them. Even today, we've got the United Church Boards for Worldwide Missions that has come out of that. We have interfaith varsity in colleges that have come out of that moment, standing underneath that haystack. So what I want to get to is now we look at what has happened in college campuses, 20 college campuses, maybe more, that started at the Asbury Revival on February 8th of this year. What are those students going to do with their future? I pray that they let the Holy Spirit continue to guide them and direct them in all they do, because 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, 50 years from now, 200 years from now, maybe they're leaders and they've left a legacy because that day they let the Holy Spirit speak to them and they followed where God wanted them to go. I pray that you let the Holy Spirit guide you. In Jesus' name, thank you and have an amazing week. Take care.